MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, July 11, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 7.06 p.m. The Swampscott Police Department is currently investigating an attempted bank robbery that occurred at Salem 5 Bank, located at 450 Paradise Road Monday at approximately 8.02 a.m. The suspect, described as a white male, entered the bank wearing a surgical mask to conceal his face. Witnesses reported that he was also wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt, gray pants, and a tan ball cap. The teller on duty observed the suspect's age to be around mid to late 50s, with blonde facial hair and blue or green eyes. The suspect approached the teller and handed them a note demanding money. However, the teller did not hand over any money. The bank suspect then collected the note, and the suspect fled the scene through the mall parking lot in the direction of Essex Street. As of now, the individual remains at large, and efforts are underway to locate and apprehend the suspect. Below in this post, we have photos from the police and information on how to contact the Swampscott Police. North Shore U.S. Congressman Seth Moulton reports that the new National 988 Suicide Prevention Line is helping those in crisis.
Well, the goal with 988, and this is a bill that I co-authored with a veteran across the aisle, a Republican, actually a pretty conservative Republican from Utah, Chris Stewart. He and I teamed up to write this legislation to make 988 as common as 911. Because you wake up in the middle of the night and your house is on fire, God forbid, you don't have to go find a phone book to dial the fire department. Everyone knows you dial 911. Well, we wanted to make it so that everybody in America, if you wake up in the middle of the night, you or a loved one has a mental health crisis, you'll just know, dial 988 and get help. And it's already working. Since the number was started in July, calls are up about 50%. Texts, which of course are a good proxy for how much youth in America are using this service, texts are up over 1,000%. I mean, this is really impressive stuff.
Congressman Seth Moulton was speaking with WBZ-TV's John Keller on the 24/7 emergency 988 crisis line. The Salem News is reporting today that the Pioneer Charter School of Science, Peabody location, will not be opening this fall on Pulaski Street. With some construction delays in Peabody and Danvers, the school will remain in its present location at the former St. Mary's School building on Chapman Street in Beverly. LynnTV.org recently ran a story on the Lynn Police Bike Patrol Unit. News director Danielle Vittori interviewed Shira Broden, a social worker with Elliott Community Service, on their role with the unit.
We have multiple people in our office that do different things. So our primary focus right now is to do overdose follow-ups as much as possible. So anytime the police encounter someone who has overdose or they get called to a scene, there's usually a generated report. A lot of times we tend to know a lot of people that are overdosed, and so we try to follow up and offer supportive services, sometimes just a face to say, hey, we're here, no judgment. So we spend some time doing that, and then we do a lot of walk-ins, so people that come in off the streets that are homeless, they need help accessing services. People that are in an actual crisis in the moment will go to the calls and just try to assist in diverting from the hospital if possible. Mm. So it's a little bit of different every day. You never know what you're going to walk into.
Lynn Police Patrolman Tom Morley is also on the bike patrol, and he tells us that prevention plays a big role in what they do on the streets.
Our unit is, we talk to people all the time, not only when, like, there's a crisis. We're talking to people when they're in good space and just having a regular conversation. So there comes a time when they are in crisis or they do need help. We can get there, and then, like, there's that familiarity. Edit that.
You're building a great rapport with people.
Yeah, it's huge. Good rapport. So that's very helpful when you get there, because just having that background with them, that might de-escalate a little bit the situation.
The entire interview can be viewed on LynnTV.org. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. The Red Sox are off now for the All-Star break. The Major League Baseball All-Star game will be played tonight at approximately 8 o'clock on WFX TV Channel 25 in Boston. In local baseball news, Lynn Classical baseball coach Mike Zukowski is stepping down after 15 seasons leading the Rams, winning a Greater Boston League title this spring, going undefeated in the league. Just a few weeks ago, he coached in the Aganis All-Star Baseball Classic. Zukowski played at Classical like Harry Aganis and then went on to play at Merrimack College.
Yeah, it's an honor. It's a privilege. I played in the Aganis game when I was a kid at Classical. I went there, played ball for 4 years there. 96, I think I graduated. Come back and coach there for 16 years, and then in the end to be able to coach that same game, it's pretty cool. It's pretty special. And to have five of your own players from Lynn Classical on that Aganis team was really cool.
We will feature a complete interview with Mike Zukowski to be posted today on our website. But for a player that stood out in his playing and coaching career in the area, he selects Jeff Waldron from Classical High School.
Jeff Waldron was a player that was at St. Mary's for 2 years. He transferred over to Classical my junior year. He was a year ahead of me. And you could tell when we were in high school, he was just the next level guy, the way he could see the ball and hit it. Jeff ended up going to BC and then getting drafted. He was coaching with me when I first got the Classical job. I reached out to him and said, Jeff, I know you're done playing now and you're going into the education field. Would you be interested? And he was like, absolutely. So Jeff and I were kind of like co-head coaches, I would say, when I got the job. I relied a lot on him for his experience when he played in the major leagues, and he also taught me a lot. I mean, just his game experience was like, wow. You know, he's a catcher and I'm a pitcher, so there were a few disagreements when it came to decisions on the mound or behind the plate, but I think that happens all through life between catchers and pitchers. But, yeah, Jeff was an excellent player, an excellent teammate, and another guy that I was able to coach with in the beginning that, you know, was great.
Retiring Lynn Classical baseball coach Mike Zukowski. Late yesterday afternoon, we received word that longtime Salem News sports reporter Jean DiPlacido passed away. We send along our condolences to her family, friends, and our friends at the Salem News Sports Department. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us today right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.